Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, Chicago. I'm Morgan Sioka, a producer for Vocalo, and this is The Rundown. It's been about a week since the announcement that the Pitchfork Music Festival won't be returning to Chicago next summer. Fans and artists alike were shocked, feeling like the rug had been pulled out from under them, myself included. This has become a staple of our Chicago summers. The energy, the people watching, being up close and personal with artists, the incredible performances, it's all such a loss. I recently checked in with some local artists about how they're processing the news and talked about their thoughts during Nudia in the Afternoons with Vocalo host Nudia Hernandez. I wanted to share this with you. I reached out to Jeff Parker, Sen Morimoto, and Kara Jackson. Let's start with Jeff. He's a local instrumentalist and actually played at the first official Pitchfork in Chicago.
My initial reaction was sadness, disappointment, you know, definitely the end of an era. I mean, one, it was a source of employment for a lot of the creative music community. Yeah, and just a way to kind of accentuate the thirst for kind of innovative sounds that the Chicago creative music scene really fosters.
I didn't think about that. I mean, I thought about how many artists will never get to do that. Like, I'm sure it might have been on their bucket list, but then, like, that bucket event is just, like, disappeared from the stratosphere.
It is just so sad. We also touched base with Sen Morimoto, who is another local Chicago artist. He's played the festival for the past 5 years and has attended since he was a teenager. He touched on that, actually, and about how Chicago artists were actually able to play at this festival.
When I started going, when I was a teenager, I was like, someday I'm going to play here. You know, and you're a kid and everything you say is crazy and you have wild dreams that probably won't come true. But at that time, it felt doable. And then we all did it. It's just sad to see a thing go that I feel like that experience was attainable and a cool part of Chicago music culture.
He sounds so sad. This makes me so sad because he just genuinely sounds heartbroken. And it like breaks my heart to hear him like that, you know?
Yeah, I was talking to Sen too. Like, he was someone who I thought to reach out to because I feel like every time I've been to Pitchfork, he has been on stage. Not even when it was him on the lineup, when it was someone he's good friends with, whether it's Kaina, whether it's La La Lala, whether it's Namdi. There's so many Chicago musicians who just have each other's back and will rally around each other to celebrate the new music that they put out that year and this wonderful opportunity for them to get to share that music with the world. Another member of their kind of artistic group is Kara Jackson, who we actually spoke to before Pitchfork this year. It was her first time performing this past summer, and she said performing there has been a personal goal of hers for years. She loved the way the festival gave local artists and established icons an equal platform to share their music.
It was so surreal being on the stage, and it felt like something I'd always seen for myself, but also there was this sense of disbelief, like, how is this happening? Pitchfork always incorporated indie artists, but also real legends. Getting to see someone like Jamila Woods back-to-back with Solange, I really do think we're going to be missing that type of thing here. I feel like it's a big loss for that type of initiative for something like Pitchfork to back these artists and to put them on a platform. I feel frustrated by how that has kind of been lost.
It is really confusing, too, the statement that Pitchfork put out, that they're still going to be doing events, but not the festival. So I'm kind of confused as to what that means. You know, are they going to throw concerts or, you know, like what? I mean, I guess this is the best explanation they're going to give us right now.
Yeah, it was vague for sure. It just said, I have the statement pulled up right now. It said, we have made the difficult decision not to host Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago in 2025. That doesn't make it clear whether or not there will be a festival, but it makes it clear that whatever happens, it won't be in Chicago.
Another thing. Yeah, I'm like, hold on, is it not coming back at all? Or you're saying they're saying not in Chicago. They're not saying the festival's canceled. It was weird wording
when
I first read it.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And we'll also see what rises in Chicago to fill that void in Chicago summer, because like all of these artists have said, it was just such a distinct platform for Chicago artists to get to share their music alongside these legends like Grandmaster Flash, like Kendrick Lamar, like Solange. Just so many great acts have been through Chicago at Pitchfork over the years, and its loss will definitely be felt by both the fans and the artistic community. Vocalo and WBEZ will be keeping an eye on any updates on what's next for Pitchfork and if Chicago's music community can find something else to fill this void. Stay tuned, and thanks for listening.